For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello, welcome to the Monday Waffle, episode 27. My name is Jake Batrick. Good to have your company. It's the final episode of the year, and well, it was a fitting end to the year with the Subiaco Lions defeating the West Perth Falcons by 66 points in the grand final. Look, it was pretty even up until quarter time. The Lions winning by a point at quarter time, but after that, it was all one-way traffic for the Premiers. And look, you have to say it was a very fitting end to the year. The final score, 21-10, 136 to 10-10, 70. A few standouts on the day. Matty Boland, he kicked 7, and Shane Yaron kicked 5, and Kyle Halligan kicked 2 for the Premiers. DeLuca, Wood, Toomey, Mahoney, Menengola, Phelan and Wheeler all kicked singles. The leading possession getters on the day, there were plenty of them. Chris Phelan had 29, 19 kicks, 10 handballs, 5 marks. Sam Menengola capped off a really good season. He had 30 touches, 20 kicks, 10 handballs, 4 marks. Matty Boland, well, he only had 12 disposals to go with his 7 goals. But Lee Kitchen was the other one. He had 27 disposals. 13 of those were kicks. So, look, it's a good day out for the Lions. The Falcons, they were brave. They were very injured and tired going into this game, having not had a break for 12 weeks. So a fantastic effort from the Falcons. But the way the ladder turned out this year really has reflected Subiaco's form over the last decade. They hadn't won a premiership since 1988 before they broke through in 2004. And, well, since then, it's been pretty smooth sailing for Subi. They then won flags in 2006, 2007, and 2008 before a small hiatus, and they've now gone back-to-back this year and last year in 2014. So a really strong era down at Subiaco, and, well, the way they've gone this year, they can certainly carry that into next year. I do have to mention the Falcons there. List is also pretty young, and you know, you will definitely think they'll go strongly next year. So it wasn't the grand final we were all hoping for, but absolutely great signs for both clubs going into next year. It wasn't just the league grand final on Saturday. There were the reserves and the Colts. We'll start off with the Colts. That was the first game of the weekend, and it was Claremont defeating Swan Districts 101-32. So another absolute thumping in the Colts. For the reserves, well, it's very, very similar scoreline. It was 109-38, so an absolute thumping of wins for all grades over the weekend. So plenty of goals, and, well, if you were down there, I'm sure you would have enjoyed that. So it was Aiden Tropiano winning the main medal for the season. He won the Sandover, and on grand final day, it's the Simpson medal. And, well, it could only go to one bloke, really. Matty Boland with 7 goals in the grand final was absolutely fantastic. So, well, that's it from the Monday Waffle team for this season. It's been an absolute pleasure to bring you the latest news, reviews and previews for this season. Thanks to the rest of the team for all your help this year. Certainly wouldn't be possible without everyone back at uni. And if you love the Monday Waffle, don't worry. A new crop of broadcasters will take over the reins, as they have done for the last 10 years, and it's been an absolute pleasure to get on board with this great project. Also, need to thank Channel 7's Mark Reddings for his ongoing segment this year. It was great to have you on board, Mark. So for the final time from me, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.